This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. An explosion west of Baghdad early today has killed as many as six Iraqi police and recruits and has injured several others. The blast occurred in the city of Ramadi, a former Ba'athist Party stronghold. This while U.S. intelligence has yet to confirm whether it was Saddam Hussein speaking on audio tape Friday on the Al Jazeera television network. The voice on the tape warned Iraqis not to cooperate in the rebuilding of the country and encouraged resistance against Allied forces. The United States has announced a $25 million bounty for Saddam Hussein's capture or proof of his death. NPR's Guy Raz joins us from Baghdad. Guy, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what can you tell us about the explosion?
Scott, information is still coming in about that explosion that took place in Ramadi. I have been able to confirm that at least six Iraqis were killed in that explosion in a conversation with a military spokesman here. Mm-hmm. What had happened was there were police trainees, recruits, who were training with U.S. Army officers in the town of Ramadi. When they had left that training session, something exploded, something was detonated, and all signs at this point indicate that it was an intentional bombing.
Mm-hmm. That sort of brings in the audio tape which was heard on Al Jazeera, in which a voice that may or may not have been Saddam Hussein was urging Iraqis not to cooperate with U.S. and British forces. Given the lack of electricity there and how that affects the lack of mass media, how many Iraqis know about this audio tape at this point?
A lot of them do. A lot of them do. In fact, I was out earlier today talking to people about the tape, and I couldn't find anyone who wasn't convinced that voice is Saddam Hussein's. And as you know from your time here, Scott, that Saddam Hussein played such a pervasive role in the public consciousness. I mean, you and I both have seen how his image was plastered around this country, and that face and the meaning behind it was really seared into the minds of Iraqis, and in a way it still is. Mm-hmm. Saddam, or the legacy of Saddam, and now the absence of Saddam, all occupy a significant part of the public discourse here. And when you ask Iraqis about it, many are still very, very careful about what they say and how they say it.
Mm-hmm. When U.S. forces under attack have struck back in a number of instances, bystanders, children have been injured and even killed. So how is the U.S. response to the escalating violence when these accidents, I guess we must fairly call them, occur, affecting Iraqi feeling towards the forces?
It's such a delicate balancing act, Scott, for the U.S. forces here, because they're now being attacked regularly and during daylight hours, and the attacks are becoming bolder and bolder. They're in very public places, and those places are often crowded with people. And so many times ordinary people get caught in the crossfire, and it definitely contributes to a certain level of hostility, and a hostility that's growing. There was an attack on an army Humvee about 2 days ago in Baghdad. Four soldiers were injured in that attack, and as that Humvee was burning on the side of the road, some passersby hurled insults at the wounded soldiers. It was a very disturbing sight. But from an Iraqi perspective, the mere presence of those soldiers are like a magnet for these attacks.
NPR's Guy Raz speaking with us from Baghdad. Guy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.